Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Put WFAN in your contact list. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
And we're back. Yo, if you're on YouTube on the chat live and you can see my phone. I don't know if you can see my phone. I got the protection screen on my phone. Let me try and turn the brightness up. So I mean, we're in the last hour. Once it gets late, it's okay to okay, they can see. You know, the chat is hilarious, and I appreciate you guys that join us digitally. I understand how hard it is to call and get on the phone. Landon in Greencastle, Pennsylvania will be coming to you next. Heads up. But like during the break, I'll send into the chat like, okay, I'm in the chat, and I'll try and, you know, answer everybody back that was talking during the last segment. And I mean, there was, you know, so many things. Obviously, from my little you know, tribute to Steve Summers, to me talking about being baptized, me flexing on the cam, and I went quickly and answered everybody back. So, let's see. Patrick was like, what's your 40 time? I said, I ran a 4.56 40 at the Penn State Nike Combine with Myron Roll, LeSean McCoy, and Joe Hayden in my group. No lie, those guys were all around. And, you know, it helps me tell a little story time. Myron Roll, who ended up being, like, wasn't he a Rhodes Scholar? I think Myron Roll, who went to Florida State. Yeah, Myron Roll went to Florida State. Myron Roll was drafted by the Titans. He left football to be a doctor. He was awarded a Rhodes Scholarship. That guy was in my group. Like, not even just in my group. He was like maybe a person or two behind me. He ran a 40 right after me. Joe Hayden was in my group. And shout out to Joe Hayden. Joe Hayden is the man. He has a Mighty Mouse tattoo. He had that from high school. He went to Friendly High School in Maryland. I actually met him at the Penn State Combine. And then I linked up with him again at UVA. Shout out to Tiki School. Tiki's name is about to come up again. My high school went out to UVA, and we ran into his high school, and we played against his high school in UVA's 7-on-7 tournament back then. And Joe Hayden was disgusting. He could play every position. I think they had him play quarterback a little bit. He played quarterback, running back, wide receiver, obviously corner, which he went to, you know, University of Florida and played for the Gators. And, you know, then he played for the Browns and the Steelers. And, like, you know, he's like a small guy, but he's a freak athlete. And his dad was a bodybuilder and passed on, like, freakish strength. Like, can't make this stuff up. This is coming from my ability to recall. LeSean McCoy was in my group, but LeSean McCoy had offers from everybody, including Penn State. All he did was sit on the ground and talk to reporters. He didn't even stretch. He didn't run. He didn't do anything. LeSean McCoy, who came out of Bishop McDevitt High School, he went to Pitt, but he had offers from Penn State. I think he had everybody. I think he even had Miami. I think at the time people were saying he was going to go to Miami. You obviously know who LeSean McCoy is, Mr. Cut on a Dime, as we're talking about Eagles, Giants coming up. Speaking of Eagles and Giants, in the chat, Adam says, Keith sounds just like Tiki, nighttime Tiki. And I said, respect to Tiki. I don't sound like Tiki or host like Tiki at all. But myself and Tiki are both very well-spoken, articulate black men on the fan, the only black men on the fan. So respect to the brother Tiki and his ability to articulate his thoughts and talk sports. Tiki is great. But I don't think we sound at all. I think if you turn on the radio, you would know immediately that's Keith, that's Tiki. And then you definitely don't. Tiki's not going to be on at 1 in the morning. Let's continue. So Pedro in the chat, shout out to Pedro Medina popping up in the chat. He says something along the lines of, he says, you have a good show, Keith. And then he said something like, yo, we out here. Just mentioned, he said, when in doubt, just bring up Alexis Texas. And then it dawned on me. I'm like, yo, I got a DM today from Wonderland, New York, VIP. And they are on 20 West 20th Street. I'm giving them free promo because I'm probably not going to be able to go. There's no way my wife would let me go. And I'm going to be tired. I'm doing a children's book reading in the city on Saturday. But they have a promo out there. If you go to their Instagram, it's Wonderland_New York_VIP host. Alexis Texas is coming to their club for an adult convention after party. Bruh. Like, if I was in another lifetime, if I did not end up being married with a kid and who I am now, I would pull up on Alexis Texas and see if she remembered meeting me many years ago at Centerfolds on the Asbury Circle. Anyway, let's get back to the calls, and maybe you'll join. The YouTube chat's buzzing right now. Usually picks up at this time. I call it the night watch. And then C-Mac does his thing, and I jumped in the chat last night when C-Mac spilled his water, and you guys had it going. So it's cool that we have evolved, and we have this this YouTube live now where you don't have to wait on hold. You can just kind of tap in right there on the chat. Landon in Greencastle, PA, you're on the fan.
What's going on, Keith? How are you doing, man?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. Keith, I just want to ask you about Jackson Dart. First four games of his career, what have you thought of him so far through his first four games?
The first thing I thought about him is he's sneaky fast. Like, he's not a blazer, but his ability to find green grass and run, I'm like, oh, man. Like, he's got it. Like, he's got the ability to boogie. Like, he's got, like I don't know how to describe it. Like, that first touchdown that he scored against the Chargers with his legs, and then that first touchdown that he scored against the Eagles, I'm like, that's not easy to do for running backs. Like, he was able to just hit that crease. Then I just was, like, really impressed with his ability to make plays. A lot of quarterbacks in the NFL, they quit on plays, or they kill plays, or they let plays die. For example, Zach Wilson used to always frustrate me because I'm like, bro, why? He stones the ball, stones the play, kills the play. He, like, make a damn play. Even Justin Fields, it's like he's holding the ball. It's on you to make a play. His pocket awareness, his feel for the pressure, and his ability to kind of run around and navigate to get to open grass and find a receiver as soon as he's in open grass. His eyes are down the field. His, like, poise is on another level for a rookie. It's remarkable. They actually asked him about that today, and he says, you know, it's something that he's kind of always had. I'm like, yeah, that's a natural ability. That's not something they can teach you. Like, you can't teach speed. You can't teach a guy to just be that poised in the pocket. He says he's not afraid to take a hit. So, like, my thoughts on Jackson Dart, this is a guy that's had a lot of reps, and this is a guy that's got supreme confidence in himself. The moment is not too big for him, and he's perfect for New York, and that's what we're seeing right now.
Absolutely. I completely agree. I mean, you mentioned how mobile he is in the pocket, and that's something we haven't really had since we had Daniel Jones. And, like, you talk about getting the ball out quickly, that's something Daniel Jones wasn't super great at either. He was the kind of guy, he would stare down his receivers mid-route, and then he would just either take a sack or have a bad turnover. But I think Dart especially does a great job just staying poised in the pocket. And whenever he needs to get out of the pocket, he can do it very well. Like, I was very impressed by the Daniel Bellinger touchdown on Sunday whenever he stepped up in the pocket and delivered an absolute dime down the field to Bellinger.
Yeah. He patted the ball and just put the ball right on him. Some guys will panic and overthrow or underthrow that. He just was like, boom. I say he's a hooper. He had another throw to Wandale where I was like, that was like a basketball shot. He dropped it right in the bucket. I'm like, this kid is hooping in Mile High against the Denver defense, being the underdogs. Like I've been amazed by his poise. I played a little quarterback. It's hard. It's a ton of pressure. And I'm like, this kid, he doesn't feel that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And then you saw before, like the week before against the defending champs, he came out there, beat him by 17 points. And hopefully he can do that again on Sunday. I'm hoping he can. But he just looked like he just was a veteran playing in his 10th year against the defending champs, which to me, that really did it for me. It's like, okay, we have our guy now. Like, this is our guy for the next 10 to 15 years. Like, he will be the one that brings us to a championship team. Now, is that going to be the first year or two? Probably not. But if they continue to build around him, they definitely could get the success with
him. He's 22. He's young. Like Bo Nix is 25. Like, you got time. I was saying the other night, like, Aaron Rodgers is 41. Joe Flacco's 40. And they protect quarterbacks in this league. By the time Jackson Dart is 40, it's gonna be damn near flag football. They're not gonna let anybody hit him. They're already not letting anybody hit him. He got a roughing the passer call late where I'm like, he's already arrived. He's already a darling in the NFL. Like,
yep.
Most quarterbacks, if you're not one of the top guys, you don't get all those calls. Like, he got that call, and I'm like, this is great for the Giants fans. Thanks for the call, Landon. He's also doing this without a number one wide receiver in Malik Nabers. He's also doing this with a backup center. It makes it all the more impressive and remarkable when you think about, like, the quarterback is really only as good as his supporting cast. He's making his supporting cast look better. It's crazy. Nobody was looking at him like this. I watched him against Duke, and I remember I was on air. I was like, yeah, but he did it against Duke. He did it against Duke, and they were missing some of their guys. I'm like, but something I did say, I'm like, this performance, I said, Dart is the one that's going to shoot up the draft boards. And he did. He shot up to being the number two quarterback taken. Even when he went to the Reese's Senior Bowl. I think Jalen Milroe was there. I think Riley Leonard was there. I forget what other quarterbacks were there, but I'm like, Dart is the guy. Dart is the guy. And now, seeing him in the NFL, he looks like he's been here for longer than 7 weeks. Four starts. 888-808-1019. I could go on. Somebody was saying to me on Twitter, they're like, yo, you sound like you're becoming a Giants fan. I'm like, no, but I am a Jackson Dart fan, and he's the quarterback of the Giants. I am watching this kid and super impressed with what he's able. Like, you know how hard it is to do anything in New York? Like, he's walked in to be the quarterback of the Giants, and it's like he's just walked into his destiny. And has he fumbled the ball? Sure. Has he thrown some interceptions? Sure. But that's going to happen to the best quarterbacks in the league. Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes. Jackson Dart is already performing. Two nights ago, I rattled off a lot of stats that like put him in the company with the best quarterbacks in the league. Big test coming up in Philly. Big test if he can go down there and beat him again. And they're going to want to get some get back. Big test if he can go down there and beat him with Jalen Carter and Quinyon Mitchell. Those guys weren't on the field. They were able to get got. Zach Bond, I posted on my Twitter. Zach Bond did the Bussin' with the Boys podcast. And they straight up asked him about trying to tackle Will Compton and Taylor Lewan. They straight up asked him about trying to tackle Cam Scataboo. And he said, oh, he's another one saying, yo, like when you watch these guys on film, it's one thing. Then when you get on the field with them, it's another thing. That speaks volumes about where these guys are as rookies, man. It speaks volumes about where they can go if they build around them. Now, the question is for the Giants fans, do you trust Shane and Dable? One, Shane, to continue to draft. He won the draft. Abdul Carter, Jackson Dart, Cam Scataboo. Just stop there. And the kid out of Tulane. But, like, do you trust your GM to continue to make the right moves, right? Now that Brian Burns trade looks shinier than it did last year when everybody was sad over Saquon. What is Saquon going to do this week? I haven't even mentioned him. Didn't he get hurt? As I have the Giants injury report in front of me, and I'm going to take a Knicks call. Okay. Physically, Saquon Barkley looks great. Let's see. I don't know. That's from a reporter. I got to find their injury report. Give me a second to find their injury report. But Saquon Barkley is not having anywhere close to the year that he had last year. And I think he's going to obviously have something to prove second time around here with the Eagles. Let me do some work and we'll go to the phone. Jason is in Elizabeth, New Jersey on the fan. What's up, Jason?
Hey, Keith. Good evening, man. How you doing?
Great. Thanks for calling.
Good, good. First, I got to say, man, it's a pleasure listening to you in the evening. You make my rides home from work a lot more enjoyable, so I appreciate that, brother.
Thank you.
Keep doing what you do.
Thank you.
No doubt. No doubt. Secondly, I'm a huge Orange and Blue fan. Go Knicks. It's been a long time. You know, we all know we don't have the best history over the last 20 years or so, but I got to say, man, the way they put it together tonight against Cleveland, it just makes me very hopeful for the rest of the season, barring injury. But my question to you is, where do you see us ending? If you had to put us, like, let's say top five, when you put us in the top five teams right now at the end of the season, with you know, this game aside, like, where do you see us ending the season at overall?
The New York Knicks have no choice but to be one of the last two teams standing. The rhetoric right now is that they might be the best team in the East, but there's like three, four, maybe five teams in the West that people think can be better than the Knicks. I don't believe that, though. Like, I just think it's early and nobody knows right now. But what I do know is that these guys are playoff experienced. Their head coach has experience. They're deeper now. Their philosophy has changed. They have a certain feeling about their building that counts as a home court advantage. I think they have as good of a shot of anybody in the East to get to the finals, and then anything can happen in the finals if they stay healthy.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thanks for the call. I mean, I don't know. I had a call. Somebody was about to call about Wemby. And like, if you've ever heard me talk about Wemby, and I saw him at Fanatics Fest, like, he looks like something out of Area 51. He looks like an alien, bro. Like, when I saw Wemby at Fanatics Fest, I'm like, it's scary. It's like a person's head shouldn't be that high in the air. Like, how do you go anywhere? Like, the doors aren't set up for you, bro. The hotel beds aren't set up for you. The bathrooms, nothing is set up for somebody that is as tall and, I don't know, man. Like, how's the air up there? How's the altitude? But yeah, Wemby dominated tonight. And we'll see. We'll see. The NBA just started. Everybody's got a game in right now. Everybody's got one game in. So the injury report for the Giants as of yesterday, A.J. Brown did not participate, hamstring, but he's going to play. Adoree Jackson, who is barbecue chicken, concussion, he's probably not going to play. And if he does play, like, he's soft and, like, cooked and probably needs to retire. You guys know. You guys saw him playing for the Giants. They also have Azeez Ojulari over there, former Giant. He's got a hamstring, didn't participate. Let me see. I mean, Brandon Graham, not injury related, was a full participant. So is like Brandon Graham going to play this weekend after he just like unretired? But Saquon Barkley, I thought he got hurt in the Vikings game, but maybe I'm mistaken. Hurt or not, Saquon is not the Saquon of the last few years, or the last year, rather. Yeah, Saquon came off the field and staff checked his left shoulder. But Saquon's tough, and he's built out of muscle. He's going to play, and he's playing against the Giants, and I just know the type of competitor he is. He is going to try and have a big game, but whatever. Like, you could try to have a big game. That defense is going to be ready for it. Oh, we got a Wemby call. Not the call I had before, but Brian is in Valley Stream on the Fan. What do you think about Brian?
Hey, what's up, Keith? How you doing?
Good.
I've been listening for a little while. Big fan. Love the stuff. No problem. Anyway.
Oh, yeah, Wemby, 40 ball Wemby tonight. And the highlights are ridiculous. That block that he had, is like, what are we doing?
I mean, everything. You name it. But listen to this, all right? So, had a little luck last week on a nice big parlay, Joe Flacco doing his thing. But just now, who says chasing doesn't pay off, right? Lost about 100. Going in, I took it Wemby for 40 at plus 1,700, something like that, combined with Anthony Edwards, 35, at plus 500, with Stephon Castle and P.J. Washington. Some props.
You parlayed that?
Oh, yeah, $17 to win 7 G's and change, but I had to cash out right before when they offered me the only cash out, $3,600. So I had to take it. So
great
whatever
win.
Went up.
Great hit.
Oh, yeah. All for that alien Wemby, baby.
Thanks for the call, Brian. Yeah, so Wemby was 15 to 21 from the field, 15 rebounds. 3 blocks, first player with 40 points, 15 rebounds, no turnovers while shooting 70%. Like he's ascending to a level now. Like, go watch the highlights. Just go to Twitter and type in Wemby. And he's like playing above the rim. He can dunk the ball standing without jumping. And like, he is ball dominant. Like, he's dribbling, crossing guys over, stepping back, hitting threes and one. He's the tallest, lankiest guy on the floor by far. He can defend the entire floor. Like, what lab did they make this dude in? He's got these bright orange shoes. I'm sure they're size 25. Yeah. And I, you know how many kids? And like, I knew it. I was like, the Spurs would end up with this guy. The rich only get richer. And they're going to build around him. And you know how many kids are Wemby fans? A ton now. He is like the guy coming up. He's already up. He's not an American. Who is the American that is going to like really, I mean, you could say Jalen Brunson. They wanted it to be Anthony Edwards, Cade Cunningham. We need an Americano. We need somebody from the States to lead the NBA. Especially they're talking about doing a, like, you know how the NHL just did the Four Nations Classic? I'm pretty sure the NBA is going to do NBA All-Star this year where it's USA versus the world. Yeah, the NBA will implement a USA versus world format for the 2026 All-Star game featuring two teams from the United States and one world team. Each game will be 12 minutes long with a total of 48 minutes of action across four games to determine the winner. The format is intended to increase competitiveness. Like, yeah, because like I think it's run its course with the All-Star game. We're tired of watching them go out there and like shoot threes, throw alley-oops, nobody play defense. Now you put these teams together and it's here's a potential team. And it's probably not going to be this because Tatum is in there. Let me think who could they put in for Tatum. Maybe Karl-Anthony Towns. Steph Curry, Anthony Edwards, Karl-Anthony Towns, LeBron James, Anthony Davis versus Luka Doncic, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Nikola Jokic, and Victor Wembanyama. I'm watching that. I'll try to go. That's crazy. Honestly, the world team wins. The world team has three MVPs. Yeah, I'm glad basketball is back. It's like you miss it when it comes back, and now you got highlights. Like I'm probably going to go home and not be able to sleep. I have League Pass, and I'll probably just go on NBA TV and just try and watch the highlights. And like, it's funny because people got mad at Adam Silver for saying that, you know, like our league is a league that's consumed with highlights. It is. And this is a year where they're putting the NBA on so many different streaming services. A lot of these kids, and especially globally, they're not getting a Peacock account. They're not getting an Amazon account. They're not getting like, they're going to be watching YouTube highlights. And what I love about the NBA, you can go on YouTube right now and, you know, NBA full game highlights. And then they will just list them. Boom. 76ers Celtics. I got to watch that because I, in my notes earlier, as I was watching the Knick game, the kid out of Baylor, Victor, what's his name? Edgecombe. I'm blanking on that kid's name. VC Edgecombe. I'm like, I remember like, you know, watching him last year and seeing him in the draft and he was putting on tonight. VJ Edgecombe. He balled tonight. So that's another guy. I'm like, all right, let me get this guy on my radar. He's a rookie. He's wearing number 77 for the Sixers. And as much as we want to count the Sixers out, they got a star. This guy dropped 34 points. He was 13 of 26, 7 rebounds, 3 assists. He hit 5 threes. Most points in a rookie debut this century. Hello. What a pick. The Brooklyn Nets have 5 picks in the first round. You couldn't have figured out a way to trade up and get this kid? Nope. Sleep at the wheel. Drafting just like whoever. I don't know, man. Doesn't matter. At least I got the Devils. 888-808-1019. And I did say I wanted to speak on... and this is, people are stupid, man. Like, 2 Yankee things here. I'm like, Twitter is so dumb. I'm getting to the point where I'm just ignoring people. I'm just like, I used to always go out of my way to respond to people. I'm not better than anybody. Even if you're a random anonymous person, like I engage with everyone. I'm just stopping. People have dug up March 26, 2023, the Yankees, when they did their like surprise video letting Anthony Volpe know that he was going to make the team and be the starting shortstop. And I said, earlier that day at 11 a.m., they did it at, what time is the timestamp? They did it at 4:50 p.m. I did it at 11:40 a.m. I quote tweeted the Jordan Walker tweet that St. Louis did. If you remember, Jordan Walker and Anthony Volpe were both top 10 prospects coming into that year. And so when I saw Jordan Walker made the club, I quote tweeted that and I said, do one of these for Volpe. And the Yankees followed up. And so I said, seriously, thank you for posting. And people are so lame and so corny. They've like dug that up and they're like responding to it now. Somebody just said, this was unnecessary. You're unnecessary, bro. Go away. Like, you hate Anthony Volpe to the point that you are digging up his, like, you know, emotional announcement that he made the club because he won the job in spring training tweet. And then, like, tweet, like, people are stupid, bro. Especially on the internet. That's something else I had. Bryce Harper. But before Bryce Harper and before we take this break and I'm out of here, you know, like last night somebody was in the chat and they were like, you're a New York radio host with 80 people watching your show. Like, oh, yeah, you got me. Yeah, you really brought me down tonight. You said I'm a New York radio host, which is rare. I get paid full time to be a New York radio host. And 80 people are watching me on YouTube. Do you know how many people can hear this right now? You know how many people hear this every night? You know how many people listen on podcasts and different apps? Like, not tooting my own horn. I'm talking about WFAN and radio itself. But it's like some random person will come out of nowhere to try and, like, put you down. And I had a friend that was like, yeah, I went live. And, like, somebody was in my chat, like, getting at my live numbers. And I'm like, I don't care. I'm not counting. And it's not a reflection of you or me or whatever. And so I tweeted out today, I was like, don't let anyone with no name and no numbers belittle your name and your numbers. Continue to build while they watch. Like, that's all the game is now. People anonymously hating on other people doing. You're going to go live when you start to try to be a radio host or a content creator and there's only four people watching. I had that experience. Do it. Work on your craft in the dark. When we come back, I'll talk about this stupid stuff with Bryce Harper, man. He's not getting traded to the Yankees. And, you know, they paid him in Philadelphia, and he's an icon in Philadelphia. He's got to play better. But I'm running out of time. There's a couple more things I want to hit, and Bryce Harper is one of them. If there's something you'd like to add to the show, dial 888-808-1019. Keep McPherson on the Fan. I'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Talk New York sports here. The Fan.
So fresh and so clean, clean. This album was amazing when I was a kid. Speaker Box and the Love Below. No? Anybody out there? Anybody remember that? Outkast? Outkast should have stayed together. They should have made more albums, man. I was listening, or I was on TikTok, and they had this video about how they came up with Bombs Over Baghdad. And I got to go find what, I'm typing that in now, because I'm like, I want to find what documentary that came from. Anyway, Bryce Harper, he's not getting traded to the Yankees. Brian Cashman didn't want to sign him years ago. Why would they give up something for him now when he's older and he just had a down year and his manager has spoken on him? And, you know, it's off-season talk. It's Joel Sherman who put it out there. Joel Sherman on his podcast, you know, basically was saying, like, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire, and that, you know, Dave Dombrowski made some comments and, you know, the manager said something about him. And no. To play first base? No. What are you giving up? And of course, Yankee fans lean into it. My boy, Joey, shout out to Joey. Joey is a Yankee fan and Devils fan. I run into him at the stadium. He has the leading tweet on Twitter that says, Rice for Bryce, make it happen, Cashman. Yeah, we're just going to trade Ben Rice for Bryce Harper. But you know what it is, too? There's so many Yankee fans that had this dream of Bryce Harper playing with Judge. Never materialized, but now is not the time. It's too late now. 888-808-1019. It's just these things pop up in the offseason, man. Joel Sherman said, would I be 100% shocked if Bryce Harper got traded this offseason? No. Like, I expect Brian Cashman to make some trades. I would like to see him make some trades. Like, last year, he started wheeling and dealing. Devin Williams trade, Cody Bellinger trade, do more. Speaking of Devin Williams, the first thing I said tonight when I saw Devin Williams sitting between Judge and Cam Schlittler at the Yankee game, I was like, I told y'all Devin Williams likes the city. I told y'all Devin Williams is open to returning. He's going to be back, and that's going to be Cashman's big offseason move, bringing back Devin Williams for the low. I hope for the low. I hope they're not going to give him top reliever money. He's a setup guy, right? He's going to get paid like that. And for how long? How many years? I don't know. Like, Devin Williams, though, as I use the perplexing Pegasus term, he's a perplexing Pegasus. Because when he's good, man, we're riding high on that airbender, and when he can locate his fastball and strike out the side, and it's like, wow. But then when he's not good and he's leaving that fastball in the zone, or he's just throwing the changeup and they're sitting on it and they're hitting it out for home runs or doubles or whatever, it's like, damn, this guy sucks. And forever, as we are one day closer to the 2026 World Series, the hated Toronto Blue Jays and the Los Angeles Deferrals, you know, forever, I feel like we're going to think about this season. And if you really watched all the games and you're a Yankee fan, you're going to think about this season. You're going to be like, bro, Devin Williams blew mad games. Like, if he would have just not blown a third of those games, we win a division. If he would, like, he blew 9 games that I recall. I remember writing them down and talking about them. I know the last straw for me when I got off the ride was August 8th, that Friday night. I could not believe these jokers. And I just, that's one thing with the Yankees, because I'm not expecting much. The one thing with the Yankees I'm hoping that they get away from is the lack of urgency and the arrogance they have to like keep building guys' confidence up. That has been a consistent dumbass theme for years. And don't tell me, oh, other teams in baseball do it too. Not like the Yankees do. It doesn't matter if it's Zach Britton, if it's Clay Holmes, if it's Luis Severino, if it's Luke Weaver, if it's Devin Williams. They just find any reason to go back to these guys that are struggling. That they have a look on their face like they don't have. Ian Hamilton, they have a look on their face like they don't have it. You guys forgot Ian Hamilton was even on this team. It's Aaron Boone. I can't even say they. It's Aaron Boone's decision. Ultimately, he's the one making the move. Aaron Boone has this this itch to like, yep, this is the spot. This is the spot to build this guy's confidence up. Even though Devin Williams blew two games this week, the third time's a charm. No, it's not, bro. You're bugging out. That's the one thing I hope that they go away from this year, because I think this was the year with this new format, especially going off of last year. Last year, you were able to win the division, win the American League because you had the number one seed. You got a bye. Led you to the World Series. If you want to get back to the World Series and end this drought and please your fans, which I don't know how much they really want to do that either, it would behoove you to win as many games as possible in the regular season. No punt lineups, no scheduled rest, no playing guys that are cooked, no playing guys that are hurt, and no, you know, pitching guys out of the bullpen to build their confidence up when you know they don't have it. You knew Luke Weaver didn't have it. 888-808-1019. Yeah, so with this, going back to this matchup with the Giants, I don't know, man. I think they can beat the Eagles. They already beat them once. I think the Giants have a better shot to beat the Eagles than the Jets have to beat the Bengals. The Bengals are a 6.5-point favorite. And the Bengals, with just like the combination of T. Higgins and Jamar Chase and Chase Brown, Joe Flacco is just distributing the pill. Boop, boop, boop. One for you, one for you. And they're just going to keep, they're going to target Jamar Chase 20 times. And they're going to target T. Higgins another 10, 15 times. I did see Quincy Williams is supposed to be headed back. That helps some, right? Quincy Williams to return from injured reserve. Is he going to be returning and playing this week? That helps some. But the whole issue with the Jets right now is a quarterback situation. I did speak on a little bit with Ray McLeod. And I said 2 days ago, the Jets and or Giants should be on the phone for his services, right? That's a receiver. That's an actual playmaker in this league that just got dropped because I think there was some, I don't know, maybe he told somebody something crazy. I don't even know. Maybe he said something to the coach or whatever. And there were some issues going on that they were trying to work out and they couldn't work it out. Ray Ray's a different type of cat. On that, was it Monday night? You saw him on the sideline. He was in street clothes. He had his whole fro out. Now he's coming to the Giants. And when I thought about it today, when that news broke, I'm like, if you had the choice to join the Jets or the Giants, you're planning the, you know, Meadowlands, you're coming to East Rutherford either way, it's a no-brainer right now. The Giants have Jackson Dart and Cam Scataboo, and just not even Cam Scataboo, they have Jackson Dart at quarterback. If you're a receiver, you're going to go play with Justin Fields and or Tyrod Taylor, you're going to go play with Jackson Dart. You're easily signing with Jackson Dart, so the Giants have signed veteran wide receiver Ray McLeod, and he'll sign with the practice squad and work towards being elevated for future games. Can't help you against the Eagles, but maybe down the line, sometime soon, that's an NFL-caliber receiver. Not necessarily a one, but with these wide receivers, he could be a one. With these wide receivers, he could be. Brian Burns spoke out, too. I know I had a caller like two nights ago talking about Brian Burns and his comments. And then, you know, he tweeted, oh, you know, everybody took that out of context. And then he further clarified, he said that the drop eight comment was about being shocked that Denver completed the pass despite them having eight guys in coverage. He said he supports Shane Bowen. You know, I feel a couple ways about it. Like, Brian Burns, we heard what you said, bro. And that's why a lot of people were talking about the Dallas game, too, because it's like, yo, they played that prevent defense in Dallas, too. But, like, Brian Burns is having the season of his career in Shane Bowen's defense. You got to zip your lips. I understand being mad, but, like, you can't question the play calls. Make a play. Go sack the quarterback. Yeah, Brian Burns is playing, like, defensive player of the year. So, like, you can't be too mad at Shane Bowen. You're doing that in his scheme. And I know a lot of people say it's, you know, it's Abdul Carter and Kayvon and Dexter Lawrence, and they're kind of freeing him up. But, like, yeah, trying to clarify stuff, trying to, you know, kind of walk back, you know, your raw emotion, it doesn't really work. It's just not, it's not believable. Like, I hate when these guys do that type of stuff. Like, we're not dumb. Like, we heard you in the moment. You were walking with Russell Wilson. Oh, yeah, and I didn't even speak on Russell Wilson. Let Russ cook. Russell Wilson, I think, with all of the back and forth that was going on Twitter with the Giants and the Denver Broncos between, you know, Jonathan Cooper with the shades emoji and Abdul Carter being like, you know, put your shades on, whatever. And, you know, Kayvon with the gifts and Nick Bonito saying the Giants fans are delusional. Russ coming out there to say to Sean Payton, right? Because Sean Payton, he had praise for Dart, and he said something like, yeah, we were hoping. It's so petty and stupid. But, like, Payton must really hate Russell Wilson or hated his time with him. But you guys heard when Payton was saying, oh, we were hoping that the Giants waited a little bit longer until after we played them to start Dart. They, you know, he would have rather faced Russell Wilson. Russ comes out and says, classless, but not surprised. Didn't realize you're still bounty hunting. That's what I like, too, because he could have just said that. He, you know, the class is not surprised. He said, didn't realize you're still bounty hunting 15-plus years later through the media. I forgot all about the bounty hunting stuff. Sean Payton is not in New Orleans anymore. That has been forgotten and forgiven. And people don't forget. Russ took a shot back, clapped back at him. That tweet has 42.9 million views, approaching 43. And I felt like that was Russ saying, hey, I'm not even a starter. And this is what the kids are doing. This is what Abdul Carter and Kayvon are doing. This is what Nick Bonito and Jonathan Cooper are doing. Like, it's just Twitter. And I don't know how many times I told you, I don't think Twitter is real. Twitter is fake life. I hate when I used to be worse at it. like, I used to say stuff to Twitter on Twitter to people when I first got the WFAN, and Spike was like, yo, you can't do that. I'm like, why? I'm like, this is an anonymous person. He's like, they're a listener. You can't, like, I can't even give you the acronyms, like the letters that I had hit some people with on Twitter. But I definitely had a couple tweets that got elevated to the bosses. Like, bro, you're a WFAN host now. You can't clap back. I'm like, nah, you have to, though. Like, you can't let them think they can get that off. It's fake. I'm like, I wouldn't talk like that to anybody in person. I'm a nice guy. But on Twitter, smoke. We're probably not going to take any calls at this point. Shout out to the chat. The chat was talking about that, too, because before the last break, I was talking about haters online and people trying to discredit your name and the numbers you're doing. Oh, you don't have this many followers. I don't care. Your followers don't come with you. You know, I was in the Bonobos suite for Thursday Night Football, and it was cool because I was in there with a bunch of other content creators, a DJ, models, guys that were on. One guy was on Love Island. Another guy was on The Bachelor. We all vibed. It was just dudes, like showing each other their parlays, their bets, drinking, eating, watching the game, like creating content. And then after the fact, you know, Bonobos puts the video out. Go to Bonobos Twitter or Instagram, Bonobos, and they tag all of us. And I'm like, damn, I didn't realize this dude's got almost 1 million followers. This guy's got this many followers. I'm like, Your followers aren't tattooed on your forehead when you walk into places. You got to still be a regular person. You got to still be able to look somebody in the eye, shake their hand, talk to them, represent yourself. I feel like this younger generation is starting to get really clouded by all of this digital social media stuff. It's like, you know, I just saw this thing about like all these kids now, they want to be YouTubers. content creators, influencers. We need doctors. We need people that can build the house, that can put the floors in, that can help us with the plumbing. Like, those things are never going out of business. Those things we need more of. We need people that are, you know, go to school, be a lawyer. No, everybody now wants to have followers and sell cheap merchandise on TikTok and be lit. But I can't blame you because I want to be too. Look at me. I'm doing the same thing. You know, I'm on the radio and I'm putting out content and I just understand the game. It's part of it. You want to be seen. You want to be heard. You want to make more money. I can't tell you the amount of conversations I have that are frustrating where they're like, well, we wish you had more engagement. And I'm like, well, my engagement is callers. My engagement is listeners. I can't quantify that for you. You can look at the amount of comments or followers I have on TikTok or Instagram or Twitter. It's not an accurate representation of me. It's somewhat of a representation, but it's not the whole story. But yeah, shout out to everybody in the chat. Stay tuned for Big Mac Show coming up. And be positive. There's so many people that are in the chat that are dope, that are cool, that do send positive energy. Every once in a while, you get a couple weirdos in there. You know, shout out to Jose who said, sadly, people are insecure or too full of themselves. It takes courage to go on and be on camera and work, et cetera, and perform in front of an audience. You know, but numbers will come over time. That is my message to kids. I was in here just last week talking to some kids from Vanderbilt. And, what do you suggest we do? I suggest you start building your social media platforms. You're not going to have 100,000 followers overnight. But as you practice looking into that camera, as you practice saying your name, as you practice talking and getting a couple takes and getting one right and putting it out, like, you're going to get better at it. It's going to be easier. And that's just the way of the world. If you want to work in media, if you want to be on the radio, TV, live streams, YouTube, that type of stuff, start building your own podcasts, your own channels, your own stuff, and do it while no one's watching and get the reps so that when you do have a big audience, you're ready, you're prepared. I'm in the chat, I'm telling them, I'm like, I'm so jaded. I'm so immune to all this stuff. No, I don't care. Like, I have read every terrible thing about me. I have dealt with all that. I'm numb to it. I don't care. I'm blessed. There's nothing that a random anonymous person can write about me on the internet that's going to change my day or night. Maybe I change your day or night. Good morning or good night, depending on which one you're about to do. Again, stay tuned for C-Mac. I'll be on after Thursday Night Football. And we'll continue to talk about the Jets and the Giants and the Knicks and the Yankees. We don't even have to talk about the Mets anymore. It's awesome. Thanks for listening to my show. I'm out.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, WFAN, New York.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast,
friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.